Pesachas Tzuvit, Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin, He Oymer Es Mukbis Eis Ani, V'hu Oymer Lo Ki, Ela Prusas Ish At. This Mishnah is again talking about a case where somebody marries an Isha and he finds that she does not have Besulim. She claims, I am a Mukbis Eis, I lost my Besulim, my Edei Amaka before the Erison. And even though we saw Mishnah Gimel that according to the Chachamim, an Isha that's a Mukbis Eis only gets a Ksuvah of a Mana. Even so, this is not considered a Mekach Tov, since she lost her Besulim only Ayedei Amaka. Therefore, according to her Taina, she should get a Ksuvah of a Mana. And he claims that's not the case. You are a Drusus Ish. You did not lose your Besulim Ayedei Amaka. You lost your Besulim Ayedei Ish. You were Nevelis before the Harrison. Therefore, it's a Mekach Tov. And you should not get any Ksuvah at all. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Oymrim Nemenes. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer say she is believed. Since she is a Bari, she is the only one that knows for sure how she lost her Besulim. And also, she has a Migu. She could have said a better Taina. She could have said that she was a Mukbis Eis only after the Erison. In such a case, she would have gotten a Ksuvah of a Messiah. Since at the time of the Erison, she was a Besulim. And she only said a lesser Taina, that she was a Mukbis Eis Kodem the Erison, a Taina that will only give her a Ksuvah of a Mana. And since she said the lesser Taina, we assume she is saying the truth, because if she was lying, she would have said a better time. Rabbi Yeshua, I'm there. Lo mi pia anu chayim. We don't take her word for it. Ella harezu b'cheset drusas ish. We assume she lost her besulim ha'idea ish. She was nevelis before the erison, and therefore it's a mekach tov. Ad shetavi raya l'zvara, unless she brings a raya. Since we have a klah, ma'iti mechaver olav raya, and she wants to be Maisi the Ksuvah from her Baal, so unless she brings a Raya, he is believed. We see an unmarried lady talking to somebody in the market. Mitaberes over here means Mitiacheres, she was Miyached with somebody, and we do not know who he is, and we are afraid that she was Nevelis to him. And if that person is a puzzle, she becomes Sula Lakuna. Amru la Mativo Shozet. Bezdin asked her, what is the status of this person you were Mitiyachid with? And she answers, he's Pliny the Kohen, he is so-and-so, and he is a Kohen. And therefore, even though she admits that she was Nevelis to him, Lasid Barash is Shere Lakun. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Oymrim Nemet. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer said she is believed. Since she has a Cheskes Kasha, she is Bechazaka, that she is Shere Lakun. Therefore, we believe her that she was Nevelis to somebody who is Kasha. Rabbi Yeshua, Oymer lo mi pia anu chayim. Rabbi Yeshua said we cannot trust her. Since she was misyached be'ether, she lost her cheskes kasha. Ela harezu b'cheskes be'ula l'nafin ulamamzer. We have to assume that she was nevelis to a nafin or to a mamzer, and therefore she is psul lakuna. Ad shetavi raya l'zvara, unless she brings a raya that she was nevelis to a ksheret.